Captain Coder, The Mirror of Truth. Written by Neil L. Rideout. Copyright 2025. Dedication. This book is dedicated to Elizabeth Spence, the woman I will love, honor, and respect forever. Maybe someday she will believe also. T.F.O. Chapter 1, Coder Lair 2.0. As I sat in my office sipping on a freshly brewed coffee, I stared at the view beyond the patio doors. The Pacific shimmered in the early morning light, waves rolling in with a slow, rhythmic cadence. It had been nearly 2 weeks since we took down Caleb Blackwell and Terrigen, and while things had started to settle, there was still a lingering sense of unfinished business. Nick had been in constant communication with the new government team overseeing the transition of Terrigen from a bioweapons facility back to its original purpose, developing agricultural solutions for drought mitigation. It was a strange turn of events, watching the lab go from something sinister to something potentially world-saving, but if anyone could make sure they stayed on the right track, it was Nick. He had a habit of keeping people accountable, whether they liked it or not. Elizabeth and I had been enjoying some downtime, spending our evenings playing cribbage and watching old movies. My dad had taken a short trip back to Newfoundland, needing a brief escape from all the chaos, but he had returned just last night. Barry had flown home to Utah for a few days to check in on his personal life, whatever that meant for him. But, true to form, he was already back, acting as if he'd never left. But this morning, my mind wasn't on past battles or missing teammates. Instead, I was focused on something new. For the past week, I'd been poring over real estate catalogs, searching for something unique. I wanted a second base, a retreat where the team could work and unwind. Something far from the noise of California, but close enough to civilization. I'd finally found it. A 160-acre beachfront property in the Dominican Republic. Once a thriving resort called Cayo del Sol, it had been abandoned for years, left to decay under the relentless Caribbean sun. The asking price was $750,000, far below what I expected for a place that size. It had potential. With the right vision, it could be our sanctuary. A true Coder Lair 2.0. I still needed to discuss it with the team. After all, this wasn't just about me. It was about us. Just then, the door creaked open and Barry strolled in, stretching his arms as he let out a massive yawn. "Morning, Barry," I said, raising my mug to him. "You're up early." Barry smirked, rubbing his eyes. "Yeah, I know, right? Normally I don't even consider existing before 7:30 or 8. I chuckled. "That's on a good morning." He plopped down into the chair across from me and propped his feet up on my desk, completely ignoring my disapproving glare. "So," he said, "you know that big box of money is still just sitting downstairs in the lair?" I blinked. "The hell are you talking about?" Barry laughed. "You forgot, didn't you?" I leaned back in my chair, frowning. "You mean the money from Terrigen?" He nodded. "Yep. Still in the same box you stashed it in. 2 whole weeks just chilling on the table in the basement." I sighed. "Jesus. I completely blanked on that." Barry grinned. "Nothing like having $10 million just lying around like an old magazine." I smirked. "And Nick still doesn't know what's in the box." Barry snorted. "If he did, he'd be in full-on panic mode, setting up perimeter defenses and fingerprint scanners." I shook my head, pushing back from my desk. "I should probably deal with that before someone gets ideas." Barry gave me a lazy salute. "I'll be here, not going anywhere." As I left my office, I passed Dad in the hallway. He was already up, reading the morning paper with a cup of tea in hand.
"Morning, son," he said.
"Morning, Dad." I made my way down the staircase, heading into the lower level of the house, our underground command center, better known as the Coder Lair. Nick was at his usual spot, hunched over his computer, fingers tapping away at a speed that made my eyes hurt. The glow of multiple monitors illuminated his face, making him look like some kind of digital phantom. "Morning, Nick," I said as I entered. He barely glanced up.